This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26th January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, "The Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term." The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. Prime Minister said, "No discrimination is done and such unity in diversity is not witnessed anywhere else in the world." He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. Touching the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy, KTB, is a super hit animation series among children. Akashvani will broadcast the KTB series on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. It can also be watched on Doordarshan as well as other OTT platforms. Prime Minister Modi congratulated the film and entertainment industry because it has strengthened the sentiment of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVE Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He urged the entire entertainment and creative industry of India to be a part of the WAVE Summit. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria. He also elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called upon the armed forces to continue keeping a vigilant eye on the current geopolitical scenario and always remain alert and ready to deal with any kind of threats. Interacting with all ranks of the three institutes at Army War College during Barakhana in Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he lauded the valuable contribution of the training institutions of the Indian Army in making the personnel proficient in military strategies and skills of warfare. Mr. Singh was on a visit to the three premier training institutes. Bharatiya Janata Party's organizational election review meeting was held at the party's headquarters in New Delhi today. Party National President Jagat Prakash Nadda addressed a session of the meeting. Organization General Secretary P.L. Santosh, National General Secretaries, all the state presidents, State Organization General Secretaries and Organization Election in Charge and Co-in Charge attended the meeting. Party sources said the review meeting was focused on the elections for Mandal, District and State Office Bearers. The party aims to complete elections for Mandal, District and State positions in 50% of states by 15th of next month. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today visited Charilam village in Sepa Hijala district of Tripura to oversee renewable energy project taken up by the Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency, TREDA, for the farmers. During the review of the ministry's activities in the area, the minister said 27 SPV pumps covering 54 acres of land under PM Kusum scheme, Component B, and 35 LED-based SPV street lighting systems under MNRE scheme have been installed. In South Korea plane crash, death toll has gone up to 179 out of 181 people on board on Jeju Air flight. The dead included all 175 passengers and four crew members. Two crew members were rescued. South Korea's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, has declared a period of national mourning until 4th of January over the plane crash. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen clinched bronze at the inaugural King Cup International Badminton Open 2024 with a commanding victory over French shuttler Alex Lanier. Lakshya defeated Lanier 21-17, 21-11. And with that, we end this news bulletin.